This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back to USAPrepares.com. This is Rich Sheban sitting in for Vincent Fennelli. And happy TGIF to everybody. And when Alex Newman was here, we did talk about economics. And, you know, Economic 101 is one of my favorite topics to talk about. And I know a lot of you are have your eyes on the stock market, which has gone up quite a bit in the last couple of days, but it's down a little bit right now. And when you look at the inversion of the yield curves, for those of you who ever want quick reference to this, I would say go to marketwatch.com, and you can go to specific areas. I like to look at not just the three major indices, but I also like to look at the bill bonds notes, or bill note bonds in that order. And I always look at the flattening or narrowing of the yield curve. And as most of this audience probably knows, the 1 to 5 year yield has been doing quite a bit of inverting, 1, 3, 5 years. And there's not many basis points between the 2 and the 10, and less than 30 between the 10 and the 30. So we're definitely in interesting times in a fake, phony, psyop economy world. And I think it's so important, and that's why I mentioned some of those examples on why we should be prepared, because everything is sleight of hand to benefit the elite and to funnel money away from the little people. So we basically, when we talk about consumption based on debt, you talk about phony GDP numbers, and you got to ask yourself, how many new dollars of debt creates $1 of so-called economic growth? And I've read it's from anywhere from $3 to $6. It's probably hovering in the 4 to 5 rate or range. But it's so hard to tell because everything is so corrupt and every number is, every book is cooked and the whole system is rigged. And when you talk about economic growth in the U.S., it's based on 70 to 75% of consumption. So same thing with CPI and inflation and unemployment numbers. You know, how can you consider when there's over almost 100 million people out of work? If somebody has a part-time job, works 6 hours a week, or even one day a week, they're considered employed. I mean, it's beyond ridiculous. And, you know, when there's so much talk right now about raising rates, and interest rates, I've said this a million times, is a function of economic growth, wages, and inflation. When you look at economic growth, you look at the all the debt, the credit issues, the pension issues, all valuation headwinds are being so unsustainable. I've talked many times on how Trump inherited a disaster, sabotage, demolition. These are the words I've used. It's not a left-right paradigm. It's the aristocracy controlling this incognito caste system, which is getting out of the incognito range and becoming a lot more blunt and overt. So corporate debt, household debt, government promises, and as I mentioned, our present demographic situation, central bank corrupt monetary policies, Keynesian economics, which I've talked about in great detail in group. I identity politics, where you get a job and keep a job based on what group you're in lieu of hard work, effort, proven results and qualifications and job performance. So how can the little guy protect himself? How can the little guy try to control his own destiny when we have a new industry coming in the arena of robotics, automation, and artificial intelligence, and the technocracy eliminating opportunity for the little people, which was a platform of group identity politics, a.k.a. victim group status, a.k.a. protectionist group status. So I think people are waking up around the world, like Alex said, that we have been poisoned, the elite have poisoned us against ourselves. Not for the benefit of these politically correct buzzwords like equality, fairness, tolerance, inclusiveness, prosperity, democracy. All these words that they use on a regular basis, where the terms are literally hijacked by definition to use as a weaponized tool to divide the American people. So I'm going to, when I asked Alex that last question about how does the little guy get prepared, I want to talk about certain things that I feel might be obvious to this audience, but in case we have some new listeners, it's always good to be repetitive on. The first thing we have to do is think for ourselves. And the only way we're going to do that with any validity or credibility is, or functionality, is to read up, research up, speak up, and vote up. I believe that we need to be debt-free. Alex talked about silver and gold. I'll be honest with you, I don't know. That's why I ask a lot of these questions. That's why I read a lot. I try to ask as many questions as possible. I don't think the little people really know. Only the elite insiders know what's going to have value. And as I've mentioned on this show and many shows before, all the different situations that we're going to be in. Right now, I can say with great confidence that the elite, the wealthy, is buying land. They're buying land hand over fist. So I'm a big proponent, and me and Vince Vannelli, we talked about this on many shows, on getting people together, creating databases, even though that's not a friendly word these days, but getting people together to buy land, having a Tom, Dick, and Harry, a Sue and Jane get together, who might not have the capital resources to buy it, but they have skill sets. Maybe they have youth. Maybe an older person has some money. Maybe one's a builder or has a backhoe. One can put together a solar array. One can build fences and build cabins and barns and garages and carports. You know, if you take a piece of raw land, you can actually make it a business model. Combine resources, cross-train everybody, and then you can not only have a great lifestyle during that time, but you can sell that property as a hobby farm down the road, and it could be a self-sufficient farm for whoever buys it, or if the people who get involved initially want to use that as their lifestyle. Because how we live here off-grid is not just a way of life and a lifestyle, but it's almost my only choice. For those of you who've been following me and know that I don't have any opportunities in the world of commerce after I was diagnosed with spinal stenosis and nerve damage. I tried to sue. I went to 30 different attorneys. One attorney told me if that happened to you and you were female, you would have had a $10 million settlement by the end of the day. Another attorney told me you have a 1 in 1,000 chance of winning reverse discrimination lawsuit. And as you know, that is bogus because there's no such thing as reverse discrimination. Discrimination is discrimination. This is a narrative set by the elite to divide and conquer. And then when I was working for GlaxoSmithKline, I got this diagnosis and tried to work part-time. They told me it was for women only. One attorney told me I do not have, as a poor/middle-class white male heterosexual with a Christian name, I do not have enough group self-pity points. So it's up to us. We can't wait for leaders. We can't wait for the government to do it for us. Everyone in the silent majority needs to read up, speak up, research up, and vote up. We need to stand for principle. That's where we are as a nation, because we don't have representation. The elite is not listening to us. The elite wants to control us. It has nothing to do with prosperity, equality, fairness, inclusiveness. These are all their words that they use as a weaponized tool to divide us. Now, the only word that I might be able to buy out of their politically correct buzzwords is inclusiveness, because we're all getting poorer at the same rate and losing control over our own destiny. So going back to being prepared and what Alice was talking about, having a little cash might be a good idea. He really questioned U.S. Treasuries because of our debt load, and I understand that. Boy, I got to say this. If the U.S. defaults, if the U.S. government defaults, you can forget about sovereignty. You can forget about a lot of things. And freedom and liberties will be compromised for quite some time. I'm not saying to go out and buy us U.S. Treasuries. I know a lot of people who are. I don't think it's a bad investment. But when you look at the debt load, like Alex said, it's a very questionable investment. Then you got to look at cryptocurrencies. Which one of the thousands do you buy? The big question is it going to be centralized or is it going to be decentralized for the people? Centralized means just like what I talked about when I asked Alex the questions about totalitarianism, so socialism, communism, et cetera, fascism. This is all top-down, centralized control with no accountability from the governing body. So if we have a cryptocurrency that goes centralized, controlled by the elite, forget about sovereignty, forget about freedom, forget about liberty, forget about controlling our own destiny. You'd be told what to do, what to say, how to think, and how to do it, and who to do it with. I also think it's important to be around like-minded people in maybe a portion of the state, because the average American has 9 days of food. Now, I've also read it was 9 meals, and I hope it's at least 9 days, but I think if things get rough, we have to go back to our pioneer homesteading philosophies and strategies and try to be more prepared. Because it's pretty obvious to most people that the elite want to reduce population dramatically. And I'll talk more about this after the break. I'm going to say one last thing here. I know I've said it, but being debt-free is so important. The only thing you should be in debt for is your house and your land, and that is it.
Fresh Liquid Whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Welcome back, folks. Rich Sheehan sitting in for Vincent Finelli. And I'm going to go back to certain things to be prepared and go a little more depth before I go into some articles. First of all, college. I truly believe 90% of the college degrees are worthless. I have three of them. And I tried to get a job with the National Forest Service. They told me at the interview they would not hire me as a white male. They hired two girls fresh out of high school, no education, no experience. So I don't think college is really worth it. I think trade schools are the way to go. And this is why I do talk about, for those of you who have heard me, about self-sufficiency preparedness schools. That's what America truly needs in this country. I think learning how to garden. Oh, and I give so many, by the way, stats on colleges and even humor. You know, like University of Arkansas eliminating C grades and starting grades at a B-minus level. College students intimidated by masculine wood paneling. Universities hiring social justice warriors, tattletale, and others' speech. Basically what college is, long story short, is social indoctrination. It's made to break your will. It's made to create an agenda to make you get rid of your individualism and your free thought so you can be controlled. And that's pretty much it for the most part. Living off-grid, maybe with a solar array like I do, or what off-grid teaches me, and I've been to at least a couple hundred off-grid homes in northwest Montana, everybody does it different. And it's different based on skill sets. It's based on how rugged you want to live. It's based on your capital resources. It's based on a lot of things. On the, it could be on the type of land you have. Do you have a creek running through your property where you can do a hydro? You know, everybody does things different, and it's so exciting to go to off-grid properties and to see how people do it. And it's a skill set builder, but it also is a discipline on frugality. If you don't have, for example, if the sun's not out and I'm not banking amperage and volts in my batteries, that means I don't, when I get to a certain point, I have to turn on the generator and bank more or else I can't use it. It's kind of like if you don't have the cash, you don't pay for it. And that's my analogy there. Learning how to garden, edible and medicinal plants, I give tours on that stuff. I'll be honest with you, it's so much fun. Botany is so much fun. Nature and the natural world is fun. It's healing. It's building skill sets. Hunting and fishing, raising animals. And I talked about land, a.k.a. rural property, because it gives you the opportunity to live a certain lifestyle. It gives you the opportunity to teach other people how to live. It creates a balance in life. Like, I know people who live in apartments and urban, suburban America. They tell me how they're bored all the time because they don't have enough chores to keep them busy. Well, having chores is a blessing. People sometimes use the term drudgery. Oh, well, gardening is, you know, you got to plant, you got to till the ground, you got to plant seeds, you got to weed. Or you're hunting and fishing, you got to walk through the woods, you got to, you know, you got to kill the animal, you got to skin it, you got to butcher it, you got to preserve it. Or having a solar array, or you have to learn electricity, you have to live frugally, you have to do this, raising animals, you got to put up fences. And basically the point of that is too many people say that's drudgery or work. It's not drudgery or work. It's a lifestyle, and it's fun, and it builds skill sets. And when you get older, as I'm approaching 60, it gives you the opportunity to have a balance in life between sitting and reading, which I do a lot of as I'm getting older, but I still get out there and work physically with moderation and modification. And the balance in life between nature and technology is what's killing a lot of Americans and creating despair and obesity and cancers and diabetes and suicides and drug use through the roof in Montana. I have mentioned this before, and it's a very, very sad statistic. We're number one per capita for suicide and meth use, and that's quite a shame. So we need to have a balance in nature, folks, and that's what off-grid living and living in nature does. Hold on until after the break, folks. We'll be right back.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite feeds our body with the right nutrients to keep us healthy. Just listen to what Arthur has to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about, 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again. So I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
CenturyLink is working to restore internet and phone connections to customers nationwide. Customers in Chicago, L.A., Phoenix, Dallas, Seattle, Denver, Albuquerque, Boise, parts of Montana, Minnesota, all without CenturyLink service. They say outages have left some people unable to even call 911 in some cities. CenturyLink had hoped to fix the problem overnight, but said this morning on Twitter they have found some additional technical issues. At the White House, Press Chief Sarah Sanders speaks to reporters this morning, and one asks her if President Trump believes he'll have a better chance of getting his border wall funding with Nancy Pelosi as Speaker of the House.
I think that's a question you'll have to ask Nancy Pelosi. Right now, what we've seen from her is that she's unwilling to actually do anything until she gets her speakership.
This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it. God, you're
take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back to the show, folks. It's amazing that we only have a half an hour left. I just cannot believe how fast time goes. And it was such a privilege to have Alex Newman as a guest for a lengthier period of time than he said he could because of his prior commitment. So that was a real pleasure. And I'm going to go through some articles right now. And I never have enough time to go through all the things I want to, so I'm going to try to be as quick as possible. Most of the articles speak for themselves, the titles. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin has scheduled an emergency call with the President's Working Group on Financial Markets on Christmas Eve. David Temper urges move to cash. Powell just told the Fed that the put is dead. And I talked about the Fed put earlier, basically, which is zero interest rates or getting close to it and quantitative easing, which I'll be honest with you, that's one of the reasons I talk about interest rates and bonds so often, because as I mentioned, that the interest rates are a function of economic growth, wages, and inflation. Well, if interest rates go up too high, everything collapses. Stocks, bonds, housing, commercial and retail real estate is done for. Emerging markets is priced mostly in dollars. It's done for. The interest in our debt, how can we pay the interest in our debt when they don't even know what it is? They say it's $22 trillion or close to it, but yet there was $21 trillion also stolen from Department of Defense and HUD. I mean, we don't even, the little people just does not have the information. And as we go into a desperation mode of quantitative tightening, I've read articles on that, are we really even doing that? I've read articles that we're actually easing a little bit. There's an article, U.S. taxpayers, and I'm not trying to be funny, folks, this is actually published. U.S. taxpayers have billed $115 million for a study were quails on quails and cocaine and donkey hunting. Imagine studying quails on cocaine and donkey hunting when the Democrats and the left don't want to protect the little people with border security. But yet we funded who knows how many different countries on border security. We really are living in a 1984 Twilight Zone episode. Okay, here's an article. Sherrod Brown takes the next step toward launching a run for president. Picks his campaign slogan, politics. Molly Prince, Ohio, will respond to a message of the dignity of work. Okay, hold me back. You know, you've heard me say this so much, but the dignity of work coming from a Democrat is, this is why I hate the words hypocrisy and double standards. This is why I talk about practice what you preach laws. Well, they distracted, dumbed down, and divide us by skin pigmentation, gender, sexual orientation, sex, religion, ideology, even generations. They're doing everything in their power to make the young hate the old, or vice versa. All this, when we fall into these traps, we embolden the aristocracy, because their job is to manufacture all perception, hold on to the narratives, and sway public opinion. But what group identity politics has done, is, and this is their home run pitch, using Hegelian dialect, professional wordsmithing, media propaganda, is to lower the bars of standards and expectations for what group you're in. Those are the people who get the job. It has nothing to do with hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications, and job performance. It's all about what group you come from. So this guy, Sherrod Brown, you know, says we need to bring back the dignity of work. Well, how can there be dignity when you eliminate synergy, when you say that this group can't compete, when you say that this group's work is suboptimal? So what do? You insult, you degrade, and you disrespect the work ethic, the ability, and the intelligence of all these people shoved into these groups. You don't empower a group or an individual, and especially a nation, by lowering the bars of standards and expectations based on what group you're in. Just so you can make the populace submissive and break their will by calling them a controversial, extremist, racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, intolerant, violent, hater with an anti in front of any word, and is phobia on the back of every word you can think of. So beware of these politically correct buzzwords like the accountability, diversity, democracy, fairness. It's all a bunch of bull to divide the American people. And that's why they're using the word intent a lot. It's like plausible deniability. Well, if you did something wrong and you're a Democrat, if you're on the left, you didn't have the intent to do it. So you're going to back out of those fines and the jail term. It's, again, a different set of rules, laws, and accountability based on what group you're in. So this is why they try to eliminate the individual unless they can demonize, discredit, and delegitimize the individual through all mediums. Hence the term fake news. Hence the term bought and paid for. And what that means is they have basically sold out the little people. So when you lower the bars of standards and expectations for getting a job, you're literally destroying America because you've been rewarding mediocrity for decades. You've turned America into the law of diminishing returns. You've eliminated knowledge and opportunity and ingenuity and productivity, innovation. You've put the middle class on the chopping block. So, Sherrod Brown, for being in the Senate for that many years, I'm not trying to be personal, and you say we need to bring back the dignity of work after what your party's done to this country, it's really a shame, very much so. And here's an article that's very apropos to what I was talking about. UCLA professor, too many firefighters are white. All right, well, I'm not going to be held back again, so there's nobody here to hold me back, so I'm just going to go for it. I'm going to actually read an excerpt from my book regarding victim group status. And number one in this chapter was, I'm just going to read it, so I'm not paraphrasing. I remember a group of firemen in Connecticut that were issuing tests for promotions a few years ago, and most, if not all, of the highest test scores were white males. A judge who now sits on a Supreme Court, and that was, by the way, a little sidebar here, that's Judge Sotomayor. I'm probably not pronouncing her name properly, but that's who the judge is I'm talking about, had abruptly canceled the promotions due to a lawsuit. The case was finally taken to the Supreme Court, where the national media was forced, at least for a few moments in time, to give attention to this issue. The case exposed the fact that the judge had canceled the promotions because all or most of those who qualified were white males. One fireman even had dyslexia, and had to hire a private tutor. He still scored high enough on the test to get the promotion, but the promotion was canceled just because he was a white male. Has this country gone insane? I believe they finally received their promotions because of public outrage. And this goes to political correctness, group identity politics, victim group status, divide and conquer politics. It all is the same thing. They're all subsets under political correctness. So you don't make a nation better or empower them by lowering the bars of standards and expectations. You're insulting, degrading, and disrespecting all these groups because the elite's saying they can't compete. And you do not make anybody better off for it. Next article, Vladimir Putin, that is, goads anti-Brexiteers. Someone disliked the results, so repeated over and over as this democracy. Now, all this talk from the mainstream media, which I don't think anybody believes a word they say anymore. Their job is to, again, sway public opinion, divide and conquer, manufacture perception, pity, guilt, ideology, create wars so the military-industrial complex hierarchy and the bankers can profit. So think about this. Putin said that someone disliked the results to repeat over and over as this democracy regarding the anti-exit Brexiteer. So I think the way we should look at this is, here is Vladimir Putin saying the little people voted. You're telling them that they don't have a voice. You're telling them that a group of elite people who are unelected, who control the EU, is going to tell the people what to do and how to think and to eliminate freedoms. You know, I don't know much about Vladimir Putin, but I know that the majority of the things that come out of the mainstream media about him are all derogatory. And this is done because they want to create wars. That's what the elite want to do. They want to depopulate the planet. But one thing, I remember reading an article about a year ago about Vladimir Putin. And I remember, and I'm going to paraphrase his quote, and he said that, I don't know how long I'm going to be wanting to do this, being the leader, because I want to get back to nature and enjoy the outdoors. Now, obviously that's a hot button for me because I came to Montana for nature and the natural world. And I think people who do that have their priorities for the most part, set to where they don't care about a lot of things in life, and they gravitate towards the simpler part of life. And I realize Vladimir Putin has a lot of money. I realize he's been a leader for a long time. But I think a lot of people miss out in life when they don't have that balance between nature and technology. And I think he's pining for it. I really do. Next article, the Daily Caller's list of 2018's worst fake news stories. I would go on the Daily Caller, folks. We're running out of time, but the list is almost comical of the fake news stories, and that's why I mentioned about CNN while Alex Newman was on. The CNN's Journalist of the Year admits he faked sources. Everything is fake. Everything's phony. Everything is theater. So it's up to us to read up, research up, and speak up. And we have one more segment, folks. Please hold on. I want to thank you for being here today. Hope you're going to have a great weekend coming up. But one more segment, and we'll be back. Thank you.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Rich Sheehan sitting in for Vincent Finelli, final segment of the day. I hope everybody has a great Friday and a great weekend. And now that we're past winter solstice, the days are getting longer. Us off-gridders pay attention to that type of stuff. And I'm just going to go through a few more articles in the next couple of minutes. Seven times Hollywood celebrities wished violence against Trump in 2018. Now, I want you to think about, and I've said this before, but think about who the cheerleaders are of the left. Who are the propagandists? The mainstream media, Hollywood actors, directors, producers. What's their job? What do actors do? They act. That means they can lie pretty well too, right? Singers, entertainers, professional athletes, basically the millionaires and the billionaires are hired to be the propagandist for the left. Basically, when you look at what's happening against the 93% of income earners, there's a coup against the people to govern ourselves. And we have to remember we are the land of the free and the home of the brave. We have to remember that the silent majority has to read up, research up, and speak up. We can no longer allow or wait for other people to do it for us. We have to have, in life today, we have to have a plan B, C, D, E, F, G. I think I'm on QRS, LMNOP for myself because of things like affirmative action and quotas and just circumstances sometimes outside of one's control. But I love living off-grid. I love being frugal. I love all the things that I talked about, my lifestyle, as I mentioned earlier in the show. And it's a great life. And you got to remember, the 90% of people live in urban, suburban America. What if some of you did move rural and dovetailed 19th century skills with 21st century technology? I bet a lot of people would be a lot happier. Next article. Firearms-related accident deaths plunged 41% from 1999, but the media won't report the facts. It's up to us to be journalists. It's up to us to choose what alternative or new media sites that you have to go to, because you're not going to get facts. You're going to get Hegelian dialectic. You're going to get agendas. You're going to get professional wordsmithing from the mainstream media. They are bought and paid for. They are owned. So it's up to you to do your own research. Next article, illegal alien charged with violently raping college student. Next article, police, illegal alien suspected of killing officer day after Christmas. Quote, he doesn't belong here. Next article, judge orders deported migrants flown back into the U.S. based on U.N. rules, United Nations rules. Now, folks, if you want to give up your freedoms, your liberty, your sovereignty, your ability to control your own destiny 100%, then keep saying nothing. Then don't stand for principle. Principle is so important right now, and I talk about that so often. If we don't stand for principle, the middle class will fall. That means it doesn't matter how hard you work, what you produce. Nothing will matter. And I have three criteria that stands for principle. I know I'm redundant on this every show, and I purposely am redundant on this. And that is three criteria. One, the first, same rules, laws, accountability for everybody. Second is truth. That means you have to have the guts to be willing to be hated for telling the truth versus wanting to be liked for blowing smoke up people's ass and telling certain people or certain groups what they want to hear. And three, if somebody has less consequences for their behavior because of what group they come from, then you do it too. That's America. That's free speech. That's what our pioneers and homesteaders fought for, and over a million combat soldiers dying for our freedoms and liberty. We owe it to them. Thanks for tuning in today, folks. I hope everybody has a great weekend. Thank you.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love for the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop-em, drop-em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.